Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Cash hog prices in the Midwest direct markets today are called mostly steady, but some locations, mainly in the east, could be weaker. Terminals are called mostly steady with tops from $46.50 to $50. Peoria is called steady today with a top price of $46.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, September 30th, negotiated swine purchases were 11,451. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $60.25 to $71. The weighted average was $67.87. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $45.25 to $55, the weighted average $53.06. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $14,168. The base price range was $60 to $74. The weighted average was $71.18. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $46 to $54.58, and the weighted average was $50.89. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. We're starting the month of October. September ended up being a wet month for a large portion of the Midwest. Here at WILL, we ended up the month picking up 8.39 inches of rain officially at the Illinois State Water Survey, 8.15 inches of rain for the month of August, or I should say September, and that 8.15 inches for the month of September was just shy by the slimmest of margins of being 5 inches above average, 4.93 to be precise on how far above average we were on precipitation for the month of September. So September was a very wet month, although not as wet toward the end of the month. Basically, in the second half of the month, we picked up only about 19 hundredths of an inch of rain officially at the water survey. That would be the 16th on. But on the 15th, on the 24-hour period ending at 7 a.m. on the 15th, 4.3 inches here at WILL and 3.3 inches at the water survey. So right up to the 15th, we had lots of rainfall, but then the spigots generally turned off after that, with the biggest rainfall being 8 hundredths of an inch after that. And that was in the 24-hour period ending at 8 a.m. on the 21st. So dry weather the second half of the month, that's really improved the situation for getting out into the fields. And as we look ahead, which is what we want to do here on this broadcast, is look at both precipitation and temperature. And it looks like generally dry weather for the Midwest Corn Belt over the next several days. It does look like wetter weather will return next week, at first mostly in the western third of the belt, so up toward Iowa, Minnesota, South Dakota, Nebraska. Showers and thunderstorms will become more common late in the weekend into early next week. And eventually, we're looking at showers moving across the rest of the area. Now, we could have a few here and there in northern Indiana and eastern Indiana today and tonight, a few in far northern Indiana tomorrow, a few showers here and there on Friday, but they're generally going to be light and not impact agriculture to any great degree. Probably what's going to impact things more over the next few days is the fact that temperatures have turned cooler. Temperatures will remain below average over the next few days. That's going to slow down the drying rates and the maturation rates of crops, but that after some decent weather for that over the last couple of weeks. Frost is not expected to be a major problem. There will be some patchy frost in the Midwest the next few nights, and it looks like from southeastern Minnesota across Wisconsin to Michigan, maybe touching northeastern Iowa and in pockets of northwest Illinois and northeast Indiana, northwest Ohio. There could be a little bit of light frost here and there over the next few nights, but basically we're going to stay just above the temperatures that would cause problems. We're looking at low temperatures mainly in the 30s and 40s the next several days. Highs in the 50s and 60s across the Midwest today, warming to the 70s in many areas by this weekend. So it does look like we're going to have a decent warm-up, and that will help with crop maturation. And it doesn't look like any more cold air comes in during the first third of the month of October. So we're looking at generally favorable conditions for crop maturation and harvesting. Just the cool weather the next few days slowing things down, and some showers in the western third of the Midwest early next week slowing things down. As we look at the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt, there may be a few spotty showers here and there during the next 5 days, but nothing big. They're going to still get planting done. A wetter weather pattern will probably begin next week, so that could help the newly planted crops. And in South America, well, it's still a little early in the year for worrying about the weather too much down that way. But as has been the case of late, we've basically been talking about favorable conditions for planting, early planting in Brazil. The concern in Argentina still remains the rainfall. Looks like there may be some showers coming into the northern growing areas of Argentina as we get into the latter part of the week and the weekend, and actually maybe a few farther south too, but not a lot of rain, so they're still going to be on the dry side here as we go through the next week. But it's still early in the season, and it's typically dry at this time of year. But it does look like Argentina, more so than Brazil, dealing with some drier conditions at the moment. It's actually going to be pretty wet in the middle of the growing areas of Brazil from Mato Grosso do Sul through Sao Paulo, Paraná, and Santa Catarina as we go into the weekend. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat open at 7:13, up 1, last trade up 4. At the Board of Trade, December wheat open at 6.83 1/4, up 3 1/4, last trade up 6 1/2. March 6.99, down 2 1/4, last trade up 1. December corn opened at 4.94, up 6 1/2, last trade up 7 1/4. March 5.12 1/2, up 6, last trade up 6. November beans opened at 10.54 3/4, up 9 3/4, last trade up 6 1/2. January 10.69 1/4, up 6, last trade up 7 1/2. July 11.14, up 15, last trade up 6 3/4. October soybean meal opened at 2.83 20, up 3.80, last trade up 4.90. October soybean oil opened at 44.07, up 7, last trade up 25. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Dave.
I guess the major question on everybody's minds, if you're a grain trader, is has the selling exhausted itself at this point pending more information about the size of the crops?
Well, I think the big problem is going to be, as far as trying to find a bottom, is what our outside influences are going to be. I guess the Senate's voting today. It's, you know, the whole world's in a state of flux right now, and along with the grain trade. So yields will obviously be a big part of it, but right now it's still outside influences where we're getting our direction.
As we look at those outside influences today, we see that, for example, crude oil is trading both sides of its open.
Yes, and that's true, but there's a report out at 9:35 this morning. The EIA stocks, the Energy Information Administration, will have their stocks report out this morning. That's probably where we'll get a lot of our direction from the rest of the day, depending on what they say.
And we're expecting stocks of oil to increase this week, are we not?
The early guess that I've seen is an increase of about 1.4 million barrels, which probably is why oil is trading lower at this point in time.
So are you and the folks at Strategic Farm Marketing inclined to continue to be bearish these grain markets?
Well, I'm not saying we're bearish. You know, there's a lot of fundamentals out there, but right now the demand has not been as great as we had anticipated. I think this is a lot to do with the world situation. We need to keep an eye on the dollar. If it keeps getting stronger and stronger like it has been tending to do, that's not probably going to help demand worldwide. So, again, these are problems that are down the road, and I guess nobody really has an answer for at this point in time. But we're looking, definitely looking for a bottom somewhere in here from a fundamental point of view. But the other side of it is we've got to find people to buy it. And then for the real bulls out there, we didn't get a lot of help from the report Monday with the stocks report. It's telling us we've got plenty of corn and beans at this point in time.
Very quickly, then, the calls for the grains, please.
Corn, early calls are corn up 4 to 7, beans up 5 to 8, wheat up 2 to 5, and then those could change after 9:35 with the oil reports that are out.
Thank you much, Steve.
Have a great day.
You too. Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is located in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. We're on the web also 24/7 for you at WILLAG.org.